The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group leads the way in divorce, wills, litigation and business.
Time now to head to the UK to catch up with Ender Brady. A day of chaos on the trains as workers go on strike, Ender.
Yeah, I'm driving today, Michael. I'm out on the road. I'm heading northwest towards Liverpool. It's not a day to be going anywhere on a train in the UK. Five separate rail companies are on strike. Southern Rail, Northern Rail, Great Anglia, Merseyrail. Basically, big row over staffing levels. Five separate kind of rows with unions, but they've all gone out this week. Three 24-hour strikes. So they will strike today, Wednesday and Friday, affecting millions of passengers. And to add into the mix, there's also some building work going on at Lime Street in Liverpool and over in Newcastle as well. So a lot of angry train passengers out there today. I think a lot of people will have seen the news headlines this morning and just got in the car instead.
Like yourself, the author of the Trump book is suggesting that the president should be invited to the royal wedding.
Well, this is interesting. May 19th is coming up, Prince Harry's marriage to Meghan Markle. She is, of course, an American citizen. She's going to become a British citizen. But in the papers today, Michael Wolfe, the author of this new book, Fire and Fury, which has got so much publicity in the last week, he suggests that it would be in Britain's best interests if this country wants a trade deal with America post-Brexit. He suggests that Prince Harry should just give the invite that the Trumps come to the wedding. But of course, Prince Harry's good friends with the Obamas. Mm. And let's see whether it's loyalty and friendship win out or duty to your country, because you don't really want to upset this man, that's for sure.
That is correct. Highly unpredictable. And I think we watch with great interest as to who gets the invite to that royal wedding. The Prime Minister is having a cabinet reshuffle today.
Yeah, not expected to be any huge big headlines out of this, but basically, just before Christmas, Theresa May lost her right-hand man, Damien Green. He was effectively de facto Deputy Prime Minister. He had to go. He got the boot, out he goes. She's had Christmas and New Year to think it over, so there will be a replacement for him today. Possibly Jeremy Hunt, who is the Health Secretary. He's a bit embattled at the moment with the state of the health service and the winter crisis going on there. But all of the big wigs are going to keep their jobs. Boris Johnson won't be going anywhere, the papers reckon. Philip Hammond, the Treasurer, he'll be staying where he is. So Theresa May needs to get this right, really, because she's just limping along. Our government's just going month to month.
And Liverpool's amazing profit on just one player.
Well, I'm a Liverpool fan, and I'm staggered at the sums of cash reading about in today's papers. Philip Coutinho was in Barcelona yesterday for their league win, and he has given an interview, and he says it's his dream, you know, to play with Messi and Suarez and Iniesta, Sergio Busquets, all these phenomenal footballers at Barcelona. Good luck to Coutinho. Liverpool bought him for £8 million sterling. They've sold him for £142 million sterling. So that's a profit of £134 million inside 5 years. It's ludicrous, really.
That is ludicrous, is one word for it. All right, Ender, stay safe over there, and we'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
See you, Michael.